Wait, you put a hand warmers in your boots?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
These boots are
Yeah, these boots stink.
They need to be.
I've had these boots for 4 years because they're my dad's like old EMT boots, and they last for like eternity.
Yeah, I'm with the.
Mm-hmm. Those chunky boots.
Outlive me.
I was thinking about that too. They probably have really good boots.
All right. So I think we're gonna get started. I mean, first of all, thank you all for coming here. Your attendance when it's 12 degrees outside is something special, and is, you know, like you count for at least 20 people. So I'm gonna count the attendance at roughly 160. But yeah, welcome to Green Space. We're really pleased you're here to take part in Green Space. This is our first winter one, and we're so pleased that Dana is our reader and that Dana agreed to do this reading knowing very well that what Buffalo could be like in the winter. And here we are. It's 12 degrees. There's snow on the ground. But our hope is that being in the atmosphere, the actual atmosphere, at the moment that it is, will help attenuate you to the performance and to language in a way which couldn't be replicated in any other circumstance. So we also recorded an interview with Dana. We're really delighted with it. The depth and range of answers, from poetics to the nature of time to folding clothes. Her answers are multi-stranded and deeply considered, even when the questions themselves are somewhat glib. And they move me to wanting to follow Dana's work as it unfolds over time. I invite you to check out the interview at greenspace.space. And if you want to find more of Dana's work, I probably don't need to tell most of the people here, so this is primarily for JB. You really can find her work at poets.org, Peach Mag, Snail Trail, Love Snail Trail.
I've read some of it already.
Amazing. So there you go. You're prepared. Dana Scholarship explores Black performance, dance notation, social choreography, and sound through their intersections and poetics. Dana is invested in how marginalized communities resist against the archive record, defining their identities, languages, senses of home, and voices. She's written for PQ, the Journal of American Drama and Theater, Vita Review, and Zoomazophone Review. Dana Venerable.
He's also edits PQ.
He also edits PQ.
I forgot. Okay, I am putting my drink here. It's a nice warmer.
Yeah, if you need
holder.
A little warmer than that.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'm just going to jump in. Okay, so this is going to be a different type of reading tonight. I have a few points of inspiration for this work. First off, I will say that it is a collaboration, and I will explain in a second. The things that I've been thinking with and through is how description or describing something can be a type of instruction or a type of guidance. I'm thinking through repetitive movements in forms of modern and improvisational dance, including especially West African dance. I'm also thinking through dance notation itself and its forms, especially a type of dance notation called buto fu notation, which works to notate Japanese buto dance. So I'm going to explain briefly what buto fu is, and then I'm going to read an example. So from the website butokaiden.com, from Waguri Yukio, you could, quote, say that buto notation is the work of chasing after the image of an unclear entity using particular words. And so I'm going to read very briefly an example of buto fu notation. It's a work called Flower Nerves. Okay, so your fingers are pinching small flower petals. The petals have a smooth, velvety touch. They are very thin and fragile. Your body becomes a flower. When you express a flower, it is based on its smell, the pollen, and its entire atmosphere. You incline frontwards by drawing concentric circles, which are the shape of the petals. Other petals on your hips and right thigh curl up. Still another petal curls up on your left thigh. As a result, your knees shake a little. Thus your body has now become a flower. The flower opens slowly. 2, repeat. A small white paper flower has bloomed on your forehead. Petals curl up from your hip to the right thigh. Another petal curls up on your left thigh. A flower has bloomed underneath your chin. As a result, your knees shake a little. Thus, your body has now become a flower. 3, repeat 1. Draw a small star in the air with your right elbow. Your body has the spine of a peacock. You start standing up. A flower has bloomed underneath your chin. Trace the tears flowing from a girl's crying face, which has appeared in the air. The flower blooms as you stand. So flower nerves is from the category called World of Flower, and so this index is found on the Budokaden website, and I will send that out if you'd like. But that's my place of inspiration. So inspired by my relationship or lack of relationship with my bodily awareness, in graduate school, I made effort to become more aware of my body over the pandemic. I also was thinking about the form of the interview, which there's a debate about what an interview is and can do. And people have debated whether it's like different or the same as a conversation. And so the experience of being interviewed for the first time got me thinking about how interviewing could be a form of deepening connection and finding a shared movement through language and connecting through our bodies in the form of being asked the same questions. I was thinking about the pandemic and how far apart we are, and how we have sound. Sound connects us. So for these interviews, I asked 23 people that I spent time with or I thought about very much during the pandemic, and 19 of those people got back to me within the past 3 days to answer my questions. I will read what questions I asked, and I will explain how I'm going to move forward. And I will clarify more. I'm just still getting warmed up out here. So in my mini interviews, I asked the questions one by one, and I asked people to respond via voice memos. So on iPhone, Androids, there's a utility where you can just record your voice, whether it's in the message bubble or if you're using like the actual recording device. And I also asked the questions via voice memo. And so the questions are, the first one was, what body of water from your life matters to you and why? The second one was, do you dance when you're alone? If so, describe how you move when no one is watching, or if you dance in the mirror, etc. If you think you don't dance alone, where do you dance and what are your moves that you go to or you feel comfortable with? Attempt to describe them. And the third question, which is a little bit longer. Thinking with both of these questions concerning bodies moving or flowing in ways, do you think your body of water you described moves or could move like you do? Why? If not, how would you imagine it to move? Attempt to notice how it moves in your experiences with it. You can think of this physically or imagine a texture or fabric it's like, or what song comes to mind when you look at it, or perhaps played when you saw it, or would play during another encounter with your body of water. So this is a concept I've been carrying for a while, and over break, I've spent a lot of time thinking about bodies of water that surround me, or my own body of water, because that we are bodies of water. And so I interviewed asking those questions, and I was so pleased with the responses that I got. that I, with keeping in mind Buto Fu, those questions, when they come together, created a signature, whether the people I interviewed, believe it or not, because of the way they responded to their body of water and the way they dance when they're alone, it just kind of coalesced in that last question into their own kind of movement. So I'm going to read three of the poems that I kind of brought together, and they're really notations of those signatures. So the first one, and I will explain a little bit more after, but I just kind of want to jump in because I'm really excited. So the first one is Alwa Essence. Like the Alwa River, caressing the Olympic Peninsula, move like a town that edges on the wilderness, where the ocean is like skin, and lakes and rivers move throughout like waves of hair or shimmering veins. Undam your rivers, all of them. Know when to be calm, cool, collected, and when to rage, and when to tear up the roads, if need be, if you need to unleash your power. Two-step throughout the points of Elwa, as if you're connecting the dots. Maybe your favorite game as a kid, maybe it still is. Churn up sediment when you get out of bed. Become a liquid chameleon, a gradient of gray, a deep clear blue, a green almost turquoise jade. Move like the light above is grateful to have your presence, your angles. Be silly, alone, as if no one is near the river at night. Move like you are the entire river, feeling every sensation. You are in a sauna, feeling every drop of sweat collect. Move like the river is finally feasting, digesting, and shaking out the energy accumulated and preparing for more. You are slower movement. You are an inventory of bruises. Never falter falling forward. Ferocious, fearless angel. A moving home of rapid grace until we meet again. Okay, this next one is short. Shorter. It's called Tear Swaying. Move like my tears. Cry now, easily, more often. Allow yourself to shed water. Move like a public dance made private. Sinking, bobbing, rolling. Lip, hip, neck swaying. Like non-traditional tears of joy. Like the sound of water coming together. Move like your tears love you better than you love yourself. Move like my tears. Cry now easily more often. Allow yourself to shed water. Move like a public dance made private. Sinking, bobbing, rolling, lip, hip, neck swaying. Like non-traditional tears of joy, like the sound of water coming together. Move like your tears love you better than you love yourself. This last one is called Eerie Niagara Coalescences. Okay, now dance like it's the first time you've ever latched to your own emotions. Like you finally recognized they were always there and you didn't have access. Like someone finally said your name correctly. Not like pronunciation, but like they understood its cadence and echoes and how you've contributed to its history, awake. Move like love falling over and over. Do it a little and then do it a lot. Move like a really good dinner that you share with only one other. a flow of intimacy seasoning the air, where such air is guarded. And now, like, I can hear you wherever you are, and I don't mind. Okay, now dance like it's the first time you've ever latched to your own emotions. Like you, finally recognized. They were always there, and you didn't have access. Like someone finally said your name correctly. Not like pronunciation, but like they understood its cadence and echoes and how you've contributed to its history. Awake, move, like love falling. Over and over, do it. A little, and then do it a lot. Move like a really good dinner that you share with only one other. A flow of intimacy seasoning the air where such air is guarded. And now, like I can, hear you wherever you are, and I don't mind.
Woo.
And just as a closing note, I got so many responses that I chose to pick a place that we all have, our tears, a place that is close, and a place that is on the other side of the country. So that is why I picked those in particular. Thank you. So I said at the beginning that it's a collaboration, and it's people that I've spent time with or thought about during the pandemic. So in no particular order, the co-authors of this work are Eli Raphael, Dan Gagliardi, Crystal Wilmot Herrera, Taylor Velarde, Melissa Zeiger, Ian Davis, Ashley Bichkowski, Juan He, Allison Carden, Callie Ingram, Robert and Karen Venerable, H. Fogarty, Jess Drezinovich, Jiwon Ohm, Sophie Eilbacher-Savage, Woogie Bay, Sean Kaufman, Nathan Alexander Moore, and Zach Brown. Thank you.
All right. Oh, yeah.